Israeli tanks and troops were back in Gaza today, raiding suspected Hamas hideouts and killing at least 8 Palestinians, including a pregnant woman. Several homes were destroyed and dozens of people wounded. Today's raid came a day after an Israeli incursion into the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis, and less than 2 weeks after a similar raid killed 11 Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Gaza. What more do you know about today's operation? Was there a specific target?
Well, the target seems to be Mohammed Taha. He is one of the founders of Hamas and one of the leaders of the group in the Berej refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip where I am right now. Mohammed Taha was wounded in the Israeli operation and arrested, as well as 5 of his sons were also arrested. In the refugee camp, several houses were destroyed, the Taha home as well as 3 other houses. The destruction is really widespread. It's over maybe a 500 square yard area. I was in one house where the mother of the family said they were sitting in the children's bedroom, and they ran to the back of the house just seconds before another house was demolished, and their home is a complete pile of rubble. Nobody in that house was hurt. The pregnant woman was in her 9th month of pregnancy, and she was, and all of her children, she has 10 children, they were all injured when the house just completely collapsed on them. So there's widespread destruction. Soon after that, the funerals for the victims just ended. There were chants of Palestinians calling for revenge and saying that they will not allow the Israeli operation to pass without retaliation.
Israeli forces have been extremely active in Gaza recently. Why is that?
Well, Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz has said repeatedly that Israel will step up its military operations in Gaza, specifically aimed at Hamas. Hamas has claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks, including the bombing of an Israeli tank in Gaza 2 weeks ago, in which 4 soldiers were killed. Privately, Israeli officials say they are concerned about the growth and strength of Hamas, and that Hamas could perhaps very soon present a real alternative to the Palestinian leadership of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, so that there has been a decision in the Israeli security establishment to really go after Hamas. Until very recently, Israel refrained from entering the refugee camps, which are densely populated. But in the last few weeks, we've seen several Israeli incursions similar to the one that happened early today in Gaza.
Now, Palestinian officials are accusing Israel of planning to reoccupy the Gaza Strip.
Israeli officials say that they don't intend to reoccupy the Gaza Strip. They say that their only interest in going into Gaza is to get rid of Hamas and to stop attacks on Israel. Independent analysts and diplomats say they also don't think that Israel really will reoccupy Gaza the way that it has reoccupied much of the West Bank, but that they expect incursions like the ones that we've seen this morning. They expect these incursions to continue. In the past month, in fact, 72 Palestinians were killed, among them quite a few civilians, many of them here in Gaza.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Gaza.